There's Duffy's stuff. Hey, and one of the things we mentioned in the Mishnah was nechasim she'ein bahen me'ila, that only if you like property that me'ila doesn't apply to it. So we said, well, therefore it's not hekdesh. Would you be chayiv in nizikin? Either you damaged it or it damaged you. That was the kind of the way we looked at it. And that's the Tosefta brings this as like I was looking at the Tosefta before. It sort of brings a very similar lashon, but more fleshed out in that way. So the important understanding is that. Even in the world of Kodshim, the Isser Me'ilah applies at different times. So just to explain, that the Mishnah now says that the Tani, again, Hanechsim Halalu Niknim in Nechasim Sheyesh Behem Me'ilah. So Yesh Behem Me'ilah and Ein Behem Me'ilah. So what Nechasim we're talking, what's this Braita even referring to? It's a bit tricky to understand this piece of Gemara. And especially the Lashon of Niknim. Niknim is usually the understanding of acquiring. I didn't fully understand the Marfulta, so I'll just show you the Pnei Moshe here. He says, "Lo nimtza ze lo mamniti v'lo b'raita lo b'din b'shum makom v'hach niknim ein lashon kinyan." He says you can't understand talking about a kinyan. We're not talking about purchasing. Ela lashon nimshachim, meaning they're nimshach, drawn, v'niknim. So what's understanding? Nimshach means like drawn or pulled along with. V'achik pirushot dashas matam al diktani matniti nechasim she'ein ba'im elev chayv benezek. It said only those things that aren't. That doesn't have an isu me'ila is chayiv nezek. That's within the parsha. Va'amai ha'kopanam kochim, they can still be kochim. What v'zehu deparich datani nechasim halu she'ein bahem me'ila v'shayach bahem tashlumi nezek. V'halu niknim v'nimshachim imshan nechasim sheyesh bahem me'ila. Meaning because what's the difference? Kochim isu me'ila applies straight away. Kochim kalim it doesn't apply straight away. Right? There is isu me'ila according to the parts. Again, Mr. She, I mean, we learned this in Daf Yomi, we'll discuss in terms of when Me'ilah kicks in for different things, but initially Kodesh Kalim doesn't have the Me'ilah. Which is Hem Kodesh Kalim. What's the difference? There's still Kodesh Kodeshim at the end of the day. There's still, if you like, Mamon Gavoa, let's call it that. Kodesh and Hekdesh. Because what's the Me'ud of Kodeshim? I think we had the Pasuk here. When we were discussing in the beginning, well, in other words, I think the pasuk is ki gof ish shor ehu. The understanding is ehu when it inflicts damage to your friend's shore and not the shore of belongs to the hekdesh. So if that's the case, it shouldn't make a difference. A whole world of hekdesh should be, if you like, mamat from the pasuk, but not or just those because the mission is very specific. It only says those things yesh ben me'ilah, which imply only kochi kochi. So Gemara says that mambi ros. It must be, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem B'Shem Shmuel, do Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he must be Shir Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Datani, Umale Ma'al Ba'Shem, which is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omer Lavi Kodshe Kalim. So just to explain this piece, at least I'll read the Marafulda. He says, V'Ktiv Batre V'Kichesh Bamito. And this is someone who is, if you like, denying, a Shmuel, the so we're denying, have something in his possession that belongs to somebody else. Behainu, now because it says, Kichesh Bamito, Umale Ma'al Ba'Shem, that's kochei kalim. That must be toivek. So kochei kalim. Why sheyesh bem la shemurim v'gam la mito habasar nechal abalim. In other words, that must be including something that has elements to Hashem and elements to man, which is a kochei kalim. Exactly that, because a kochei kalim, the majority of the meat is eaten by the owners. The kamash milan matnin diyesh bem nezikin. Nezikin also applies to it. De'ilu kochei kodshim karine beirei uvelo lasherek. Just the whole thing's called a lasher. Even though, by the way, when it comes to a chatat, the meat is eaten by the kohanim, by chatat we say the zachim mishulchan gavoa, meaning it really goes kula l'Hashem, and they're zochim mishulchan gavoa. It's literally, you can't really translate it, but they are merit from the divine table, if you like, call it that. In other words, but it's not really. Now, the kodesh kohanim is still kula l'Hashem, even if some parts are eaten by the kohanim. It's not that the kohanim retain some parts or give some parts to the kohanim. No. So therefore, masha'enkin kodesh kalim. V'hai krabba korban shvuah, like I had to explain, meaning delay to bekotche kotchim, v'ita bekotche kalim, that's like Rebbe Yossi. But importantly, we understand here that Rebbe Yossi understands, you'll see, that according to Rebbe Yossi, that really, to put it in a different terms, that kotche kalim is what's considered like mamon balim, mamon hedyot. Okay? So that's why you could say, if you like, for nizikin, but kotche kalim, no, nizikin still applies. Okay, that's how I understand it, because that's going to Rabbi Yossi clearly. Now, Ben Azamra lavi et hashlamim, In other words, they're both Mefarshim here, both Rav Huldah and Rav Moshe. They're trying to understand Shit Rabbi Yosef Glili. When he says Levi Kodshei Kalim, what Kodshei Kalim is he including? Ben Azeh says it's included Shlamim. Abi Yosim Ben Dostai says that Loaya Ben Azeh Omer Ella Al Bechor Bilvad, referring to a Bechor. So the question is, May Benehu, what's the difference between the two? Now, again, the next few lines, there's going to be Girusa changes because both everyone does it. Rav Huldah makes a line with the Bavli more, and Ben Moshe makes a minor change. So I'll show you Ben Moshe first, and then we'll go through the Rav Huldah. But they end up being saying the opposite thing. It says Manda Amar Shlamim Kol Sheken Meiser. So the Ben Moshe says Manda Amar Shlamim Kol Sheken Meiser. The Meiser Nami Karev Shlamim. The Meiser Behemer, which is the tenth born animal that you mark as it goes through, where that also offers a Shlamim. Aval Eino Dino Keshar Shlamim Shehen. Why Shehen Tonim? Because Shlamim require Smicha, resting the hands, and Nesachim Tnufa Chazev, a shock, waving of the chest and the part of the leg. Masha Enkem Bameisa. V'im Shar Shlamim Mamonahu. If it comes to Shlamim that has all these extra things related to Kodshim, you're treating as being the Mamon Balim, then Kol Sheken Meiser. However, Umanda Mabuchor specifically Hameiser Lo. Why? Degabe Bechor, it says, now that's the Girsa change, by the way. Omanda Bechor HaMaiseh Lo, because you've got in front of you Haman Maiseh Bechor Lo. Okay? But that's the Girsa change. Delegabe Bechor Maiseh Chamur, because relative to Bechor, Maiseh is much more Chamur. De Bechor Nimkar Hu Tam Chai, because you can sell a Bechor while it's still Tam, while it's alive. Ubaumum Ibamum Chai Veshachu, where it's alive or Shechted. Meaning, you give it to a coin and sell it to another coin if he likes. Or Maiseh, any Nimkar Kal, you can never sell a Maiseh. So in other words, the way the Pnei Moshe explains the flow is even within Kodshei Kalim, it's a question whether we're including all Kodshei Kalim. If you say that it's, if you like, Shlamim, Kol Sheken Meiser, but if you say Bechor, well, maybe not Meiser. Okay? But just to show you here, if you look at the Mar Fulda, he actually switches it upside down, which is based on, I think, the Bavli. And he says, Alfia Bavli, Agirsa Kanafucha. Manda mashlamim ava maser lo. Meaning the shlamim is the most makil, but maser not. Why? And he says here based on Rashi because he says afal pish digam maser krav shlamim. Though afiluachi lo avi michayim mamon balim keshlamim, because maser is not like his own mamon. I think because he can't sell it and things like that, as we said. Umanda ama bechor kol sheken maser. If you like bechor, now we're saying bechor is the most chamur, opposite of what with the Nemosha. Why is Bechor the most chamur? Shrei Bechor kadosh mirechem. Because Bechor gets this kedusha as soon as, before it's even born. So if you say by Bechor, even though it's kadosh mirechem, it's still considered mamon balin, kal vachomer, pretty much everything else in Kodshei Kalim. Okay, kal vachomer meiser. Again, those are two ways to understand suga in, and they're complete opposite of one another. Okay, now, Rabbi Shimon says, echad kodshei kodshim v'chad kodshei kalim, Kodshim, he says, the distinction is not whether it's Kodshei Kodshim or whether it's Kodshei Kalim. The distinction is elsewhere, whether it's Kodshim Shechai Bachriotan, Koreani Behem Bamito, Vikichesh, Vishainu Chai Bakar Achriotan, Koreani Behem Bahashem Vikichesh. Right? In other words, again, that's the duke in the psukim in terms of understanding if it's included or excluded. But what's the base difference here? The base difference is if I'm Chai Bachriot, I'm just going to use different terminology here. Then it's what's called a davar agrem lamamon. Achrayut means if something happens to the animal, I have to now but get a replacement. For example, someone says, Hare alay korban. I take on the obligation to bring a korban. Now, therefore, this animal comes with it a further monetary obligation if something happens to it, I have to fit the bill for another one. So, therefore, in those situations, we consider that like a davar agrem lamamon, it's like your mamon. However, when it comes to a korban, if it's a hare zu korban, this is just a korban. And if something happens to it, I'm not responsible for it. It doesn't matter if it's Kodshei Kodshim. It doesn't matter if it's Kodshei Kalim. It's all considered Mamon Gavua, if you like. Not like Rabbi Yosef Glili, we said. It's all considered Mamon Gavua. And since there's no monetary consequence if it gets lost, therefore, it's out of the parasha. It's considered like, if you like, completely Hekdesh. It's not considered Ba'amito. Okay? Yafeh. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna says pretty much the same thing with one difference. Says Rav Huna Amar, Echad Kodshim Ksherim V'Echad Kodshim Psulim. What's a Kodesh that's Pasul? A Korban that has a Mum on it. Says, Omer Echad Kodshim Ksherim V'Echad Kodshim Psulim, Kodshim Chayv Rechotim Afilu Hen La Hashem. If you're Chayv Afilu Hashem, Korah Ani Bahem, Ba Mito V'Kichesh. In other words, those korbanot, even if they're kodesh 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 kalim, doesn't make a difference. If your chai bar chayot are referred to as kichesh bamito, that there's a denial of something that has a monetary consequence from a friend, again, because a davar gorem lamamon kamamon dami, by denying me having it in possession, his animal is korban, he's going to now have to pay and buy another one. So therefore, it's part of the parsha. However, if it's eino chai bar chayot, if that situation, that's something in the world of kodeshim. Now, that seems to sound exactly what we just said in the first case, like the distinction being whether it's chai bar chayot or not. I'll just read you in the middle of Dibur Matz v'she'enu chayev. The Marfuda says, "V'rav Huna atal shmuina filu kodshim psulim." Even if a korban has a mum on it, ain ani korban b'amito. I still considered, if you like, kodshe shemaim and not consider my own personal money. Kevan she'enu b'chayev barachil, because I'm not responsible for it. Which is huge, because you might think once it develops a mum, even if it's kochei kochei manachai barachriot, now it's got a mandatory element. We'd have to pot it, I'd have to do all those things. No, it's still considered, if you like, mamon gavoa, and it's out of the parsha of bamito, which is the parsha of, you know, kfiat pikadon, shvua pikadon, but also in our case as well. Okay, yeah, fair. Now the Gemara says, nachas nechasim shehen shel bnei brit. So what is that? Again, this is referring to nezek that happens in brit. It says, meaning that one's chayfo. So prat la shor yisrael shel nagach shor shel nochri. That will exclude that situation. A shor yisrael shel nagach shor shel nochri, because the nochri is not ben brit. Now, menechasim ha-miuchadim v'lo menechse. So what's nechasim yuchadim? That comes to exclude nechse hefker. Now, if you remember, we had two ways of saying this in the Mishnah. I got a bit caught in at the time, but I think it came clear in the end. That again, the Pnei Moshe, he says it here once again. It's referring to a hefker animal that causes damage. And we said that even if after the damage, someone else goes, oh, that's beautiful, sure, I'll take it, the person still can't claim the funds, because if a short time normally comes me gufo from the animal that was caused the damage, wouldn't be able to claim it. That's also, I'll look that in the Tosefta, the Chazi Cheskel also explains it that way as well. We explain it differently that in the Mara Fulda, that it was, if you remember, we said, if your shore does nezek to a shore shall hefker. Now, I said, isn't that obvious? And the answer was no, even if the nizak was mafgir the animal before Amadat Adin. That's how they explained it. Okay. Good. Let's continue. Then it says, Chutz Mirshut Hamyuchedet Le Mazik Shu Patur. Now, this is very interesting because the way I read the Mishnah, I was again hardwired a little bit Bavli style, and you'll see Rashami is going to explain it differently. And it's specifically because of the Girsa change that Ozvahadar did. And I don't think it should have done it. I'll explain why. If you go back to the Mishnah, it says Chumishu Amelat LaMazik. Okay, and I'm thinking you have in front of you Rashut HaNizak BaMazik BeTashlumim. I think that's what you have in front of you. I've got to check in the older print. Mawan took out Tashlumim, and it says Shezik Chava Mazik LeShalem Tashlumim Nezik BeMetav Aretz, which is almost like a repetition at the end of the first Mishnah, which is the way we have it in Mishnahs, we have it in Bavli as well. So when we went over the Mishnah, when we learned the Mishnah, the understanding was Chutz Mishut HaMazik. Chutz mishuta miuchedet lemazik, that you would be the person would be patur for that. In other words, by the way the svara there is, if like your ox goes into my field and my ox gores it, why should I be chayev? What's your ox doing in my field? That's the expression. The expression is torchab brushuti my baye. That's the exact lashon. But then the continuation, however, shouldn't be read like this. This is clear from the Gemara now. V'rashut ha-nizak ve'amazik, that's a case betashlumim. So if you keep the old girsa there. Meaning if it's a shared property, then you would be chayiv to pay. Which is not the way I explained the Mishnah, but that's clearly the way, if you kept the girsa as it was, and it was in the Gemara. As it becomes quite clear now. It says as follows. Chutz m'rashut ha-modet le-mazik shu pater, however, Noagin hen bereshut hanizak ve'amazik. Meaning if it's a shared property and damage is caused one to the other, then you would be chayiv in that space. Okay, so to make it clear, he says here, one second. Okay, I thought I had it. No, I'm wrong. Okay, he says noagin otam avot or the avot noagin hen bereshut hanizak ve'amazik v'stam adabraita here. He says it's stam of the bright. Okay. So Amar, so in other words, you can say that maybe they give us the Mishnah, and this is the bright, it's cholak on it. But I think it follows the Mishnah. if you keep the gears the same. Amri Rabbi Ilu Tanach. Now the Gemara says, listen, Ilu Tanach Chutz Merushut HaMiyuchedet LaMazik. Had the Mishnah just taught that the whole obligation to pay damages is not, we're chutz excited, except for if in the place of the person, the property of the person who caused the damage, and v'shatak and just kept quiet, I would have known already automatically at your mer, then I would have learned, I would have known already by implication that if it's a shared property, you're chayav. So then why is this bright or Mishnah going out of its way to tell us, oh, by the way, just so you know, also, if it's in a shared property, you're chayav. I would have understood that implication, because if the Mishnah only just said, again, your pater, if it's in the Shota Mazik and kept quiet, I would have understood. That's the exception, and in other places, you'd be chayav. So why does Mishnah have to go out of its way to say, oh, by the way, again, if it's in Rosh Hashanayim, you're going to be chayav? So it must be, why does it go out of way to tell us that? So Ella, Zu Shomer Chinah V'Shol Nosesacha V'Shocher. It must be teaching us another case, not just a shared courtyard that they both own. Talk about another case. Now this is a really interesting case. So I'll show you here. The Mara Fulda says, She'im Shomer Chinah Moshoel, one of the Abra Shomrim, V'Zik Behemot Hamashil Behemata Shoel. So I borrow someone else's animal, and it's in my property, and that animal ends up damaging one of my other animals. The mashil is chayv b'tashlumin. The person I borrowed it from is obligated to pay. Interesting. De karinan bei reshut aman nizek b'mazik. Because in that situation, it's considered like the reshut anizek b'mazik. Even though it's completely my reshut, but it's considered reshut anizek b'mazik. Which is interesting, because why? If I borrowed somebody else's animal, why then should he be chay for that animal that is doing damage? I thought I'm responsible, now I'm looking after it, no? So there are some of Farshim explain, we're talking about a situation where when I borrow his animal, I'll be very careful to make sure nothing happens to your animal. But if your animal's Michigan and starts killing my animals, I didn't take that level of obligation. So that's why that's what the Mishnah must be referring to. Okay. Amar Rav Yossi says he does another diuk. Since the Mishnah already said, if you like, that the obligation to pay is everywhere except for, if you like, the domain that is specific or purely owned by the person who caused the damage, then I would have already known that you'd be chayev in a situation where it's owned by both people. Why do I have to tell you specifically that? In this situation, it's lehotzi. To exclude, meaning you patu in another location as well. What's that location? Chatzah she'enu shel shneihem. It's what's a chatzah that doesn't belong to either of them? It doesn't mean like a mohom hefker. The way the Ribbaz explains it clearly, it's referring to shel acher, belonging to somebody else. Okay. So now the Gemara says, well, that's actually a little bit of a debate. It tani tani chatzah shel shutafim chayavet. Well, there's some that teach the chatzah shuvatam yochayev, fine. V'chatzah shel eino sheshnei, meaning a third party is your patur. V'itanitah feels she eino sheshneiem is chayev. In other words, they've got two tanaim here. Both say that if it's a chatzah sheshneiem, there's an obligation to everyone's obligated to look after their own animals. And if one animal damages the other, then yochayev. But it seems to be a debate in a case where it's doing damage in another reshut. Okay, somebody else's property. So what would be the case? Manda machatz. We'll see exactly what the case is in a moment. Now, by the way, the reason why you'd be patur, it's an interesting point here, that the korban, before we get to this, the chatzos she'enu shneihem you'd be patur. The Mara Fulda says shepatur. Afagol d'shlach lemeir torcha brushut ma'ay baye. It's kind of interesting because normally, what do we say the svara was to say that if it's in the shuta mazik? That is patur. The mazik's party says, "What's your shor doing on my property? Of course, my shor can kill yours. What gave you right for your shor to wander in? Okay, but you don't really have that in somebody else's property. Nonetheless, that's why the Gemara is going to try and work out where we learn this from in a moment. Nonetheless, if it's a reshut of somebody else's, where you can't say that anymore, it's still your patur. So we need psukim to prove it. So let's have a look. So the Gemara manda mechatzah shel shutafim chayevet vechatzah she'enu shel shneihem yoptura. That's because the pasuk says "Vichtav mitav sadehu." So to make it clear, we don't have to talk about oxes goring oxes here. We could be talking about where Reuven left his bunch of produce or pile of produce in Levi's field, and Shimon's ox goes into it and eats. Okay, so again, he's done I feel like this. I want to avot nezikim of like Shen eating somebody else's food in somebody else's field, but it wasn't in the field of the nizak. It was in again a third Levi's field, the third party field. So because the pasuk is metav sadehu, the understanding is as follows. I'll show you the marfil. It says yishalem ad nizak namikai. The matav sadehu, the choice best of his field, meaning of the nizak. Meaning sadeu shel nizak, we're talking must be talking about the field of the person who's it's in the field, if you like, of the person who got damaged. Shachar mazik yeshalem lafuke, that would exclude the case imeniach perotav bechatzer she'enu shneishneim depatu, with somebody else's field. Aval shel shutafim mi bichayev, that pasuk doesn't exclude shutafim because in case in that situation even though I've got a shared ownership, it's still considered Karina Bein Nami, Rushut Anizak. It's still considered, if you like, the person who was damaged field. So Rushut Anizak, Metav Sadeh, we learn how to be that the damage is done in Rushut Anizak. That would be if it's exclusively his field or also it's shared field. But if it's not his field at all, then that's what this pasuk doesn't seem to be covering that situation. Okay. Now, however, the Shita says no. Even if the damage is done in Levi's field, so third party's field, we say she'enu she'shneim chayevet. Why dichtiv? As it says, ubier bister, and he goes and eats bister field acher, another field. Now it doesn't say whose field; it just means another field. So even if it's the Shimon's property was destroyed in Levi's field by Reuben's ox, no, he'd still be chayev mikol makom. So it's in terms of how the menadayek, which are the psukim. That's what their positions are based on. But it seems to be built on psukim. That's why you can have this thing, even though you don't no longer have the svara of what's your ox doing in my field. Because it's built on these psukim, whether you've got a miut or not. Okay. Seder. Yeah, a bit shorter again today. Have a good day.